Let's start off differently. Let's start off, if you have any particular questions about book distribution, and some, we often use the word sankirtan, but sankirtan is a little more broader terminology. It includes book distribution, harinam is sankirtan, prasadam distribution is sankirtan, preaching is sankirtan. The book distribution is specifically a part of sankirtan. That which glorifies Krishna, when we're glorifying Krishna together, that's sankirtan. A lot of ways to glorify Krishna. But generally, Prabhupada liked to emphasize book distribution as the best means. Anyone?
But
by those results?
Yeah, we've got some facts and figures.
Let's see.
This year compared to last year.
This year compared to last year?
Well, 2014 compared to 2013.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We wanted to increase 10% BBT, and we did 9.7.
We did it in the end. Yeah, okay, because that's what it tells us at the moment.
Overall income was the same.
Yeah, the actual money that we collected was the same.
And BBT, you did 10% more. Congratulations, exactly 10% more.
Yeah, that was the minimum. We said that's what we pledged at the money. I said, look, we'll do a minimum of 10% increase. But the marathon was up 20, was it?
Marathon was up. Yeah, it was 2013
something. I haven't got
2013
tomorrow, but
we were,
yeah,
almost
20%
for a marathon.
Cardiff's the main Sankirtan area.
Yeah.
Yeah, Priyakunda, he practically goes down to Cardiff every day. That's more convenience than anything, wasn't it?
We don't generally do the most in Cardiff. But
yes, we did 55,000 in Cardiff over the course of the year.
Yeah, that's a preaching area. That's what's really the sole main preaching to them.
Great.
They did well this year. This Priyakunda was out, going up less this year, and Premaras was out less, but they managed to still maintain from the previous year.
Help because we had back to Roman this year as well.
Yeah, he's a new recruit.
Back to Romans.
Yeah. This is wrong. He's started just before the marathon. He started going to full time Sankirtan, wasn't it?
September.
Yeah.
Very good. Anyway, it's what, and then the plan is, well, what you need to do is that if you're going to, if you keep increasing BBT and keeping the same,
that's like, so we got to sit down. That's
you're going
to
go broke.
Yeah.
So if you get 10% more BBT, you got to give 10% more of your income as well, for it to be able to keep doing that. But anyway, I'm sure you'll be able to manage that.
I was wondering how, because like Priya's not going to be.
Say that again.
Because Priyakunda Prabhu, he's not going to be on our Sankirtan team, because we've lost one devotee.
So I have to make new devotees, that's just natural. There's a certain element of turnover, either because of service or just people are moving on. And we got the devotees, right?
Yeah, that's good to say, because even though not Priya did the marathon, the overall year, because he's getting on as well, he's not going to last much, because his body is, it's glorious what he does, but his body's falling apart.
But he's not, he's not going to do it. He's saying, getting old, he's going to go up.
He will do, but not as much over the year. So he was going to go. He was going to decrease anyways, not just. This is a factor that.
Okay. This is very nice, especially this one about the locations where we give and how much we do in the place. I just need to take a picture of that. It's a very...
Because the idea was we're trying to keep contacts when in the areas we want to next year go and do programs where we, in the towns and follow the book distribution up.
Yeah. Very, very, shadows everywhere.
You want Dana to email it to you?
Oh.
He just emailed you a format,
Better. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, what else?
Some short questions, I don't know. I was wondering what is a successful day in book distribution?
Huh?
What is a how would you measure a successful day in book distribution?
Date you went out?
Okay.
Is that related to Abhishek? Because Abhishek goes out and he started off at the marathon and he was going well, but it was dead as close going up. He was going down, but he was really enthusiastic to go out, so... You still wanted to go out.
But you go out. That's the success, that we're going out. And, of course, we're going out for a reason. And we're going out to give people Krishna consciousness. So, obviously, the more people we manage to give Krishna consciousness, the... more we're achieving our goal. But that's all Krishna told Arjuna. He said, you just fight. But Arjuna wasn't just an ordinary fighter. He was very, very expert. He was very, very experienced. And therefore he was also getting results. So we go out, and that's the success. That we're making the effort to give Krishna consciousness to others, and then that we should learn to hone the art of book distribution, and it takes years and years to actually really be good. In fact, there's no reason why one should ever think that he's really got it down. Because you can always do any service better and better. You can always be a better cook. You can always be a better preacher. You can always be a better book distributor. So going out is a successful day. But then, getting the purpose of why we've gone out, which is to give people, obviously the most people we can give Krishna consciousness to, then that makes it even an added success. So it's like in spiritual life, there's perfect, more perfect, most perfect. So going out is already in itself successful, and then you become more successful or most successful, depending on how you really evolved and developed the art of getting people to take books, and it requires surrender. It's not just having a mantra that you keep repeating, but it's trying to learn the art of stopping every person you want to stop that you approach. When you're stopping 10% of the people that you approach, then that means you still got 90% to go. And you may not be able to stop 100%, but probably a lot more than 10. And then, of course, just Shambhi Hari, because he was out with Tarun Krishna, his roommates, that's how Tarun Krishna was, how expert he was. Although he sort of beat him, but sort of gave an example of one who was talking on the Sankirtan Marathon. He was just talking about Tarun's method. He said, if someone would say, I just gave to him, then Tarun says, then you have to give to me. You can't just give to him and not give to me. And then, not only that, you have to give more to him than to me. It's not fair if you gave to him and you didn't give to me. That was everything. Everything's an opportunity. And you always have to know the right thing to say. It's like Arjuna. You have to shoot arrows and different types of arrows for different types of different weapons to counter different weapons. So, and he practiced. He spent, he was the same age as Krishna in the battle of Kurukshetra. It took place when they were around 90 years old. So more or less he spent 90 years practicing for that war, preparing.
So if we see it successful, just a devotee going out there, if someone is struggling, should we still encourage them, just carry on going out when you can see that they're actually having a tough time?
Sure. That's what Krishna told Arjuna. Arjuna was struggling. And that was the whole point. He told him, Arjuna said, then I'm going to do something else. Krishna says, no, don't do something else. Just do it, but do it in the right consciousness. Because Arjuna wasn't in the right consciousness. So everyone won't be equal. There are a lot of people on the battlefield. They aren't equal to Arjuna. But as far as Kshatriyas were concerned, they were doing their duty. And it wasn't easy. In fact, most of them knew they were going to die anyway. But they did it. So, I remember yesterday I mentioned that, the day before, when 1976, when Prabhupada was giving class, and he was talking just about this thing about someone being dedicated to doing their duty, and not necessarily, despite whatever the outcome may be. And he gave the example of Jatayu. Prabhupada gave the example of Jatayu, that when Lord Ramachandra, he made this pact with Jatayu, that Jatayu would always keep an eye on Sita. So when Ravana captured Sita, then both Ram and Lakshman were gone. So there was no one to protect her, and Jatayu was there. But Jatayu knew that he was no match for Ram, for Ravana. But still, that was his duty. His duty was to protect Sita. It wasn't based on the fact that he was going to win. It was based on the fact that he gave his word. And so he knew that he was going to lose his life, but still he did his best. So, of course, it's rare than a book distribution. You have to lose your life or give up your life. I don't think that's happened yet. But when devotees are struggling, then that's their Kurukshetra. They have to go, why am I struggling? It's not easy service, so it's tapasya for anybody, whether they're doing well or not. And that's, move it aside so this isn't in the way. It's austerity, and austerity by definition isn't an easy thing, but it's a question of how you approach it and how you learn how to control your mind, surrender it to the activity, and then do it the best that you can. And then of course when someone needs a break, then they need a break. So sometimes one needs a little rest period just to sort of get their minds together and maybe do some extra chanting and reading, or if someone's sick, and that's just common sense. But book distribution's always difficult, even even when devotees are doing well. It's physically difficult. Circumstantially, there may be so many things. But if that's your duty, then you do your duty. And if you're enthusiastic, and that's the important thing, then you learn other than you ask others, what am I doing wrong? Something else on that? Or?
Yeah. Well, sometimes I'm... Cause sometimes the boys will ring me up and say, I'm finding it really tough today because I haven't got my standing or my reading, and sometimes they want to finish early so they can read or start a bit later, so make sure they finish their rounds. If we have a late night, previous night or something. So sometimes I'm a bit unsure what to say, I don't know whether to tell them, I'll just carry on with the book distribution and then, you fit in your reading, your set when you can.
You have to just sort of weigh it out, should. In terms of them individually, the circumstances, there's no pat, hard and fast answer for every circumstance. You have to be a judge of time, a place. And then see, sometimes to someone you say no, you just continue. Someone else say, all right, sit down for half an hour and read or chant rounds, and then do it. But there are generally, strategic things that you do that, no, don't stay back at the temple and read till noon and go out. Better that you go out now and come back earlier, because it's much more difficult to start at noon than it is to come to start there. Unless someone's in a really bad way. And then you make adjustments.
I mean, it's along similar lines, really, but I was sort of...
Say that again.
It's along a similar lines to the last question, but I always think, okay, we want to increase 10%, or we want to increase more even.
Mm.
But I guess it's my sort of neophyteness. I think, if we want to increase book distribution, then you increase the hours on the street or how hard you work. But then senior devotees have also mentioned, there's also your side of Krishna consciousness. If you're more Krishna conscious, then you'll do more. I find it difficult to relate the two sometimes.
Yeah, it is like the other one. One aspect of doing 10% more books is having 10% more devotees.
Mm-hmm.
And that certainly increases book distribution. To just doing better is always good. Things like increasing hours, that has a limited scope. I mean, if you're already doing 8 hours a day, there's you can't keep increasing. There's only so many hours in the day anyway. So where are you 5-10 years down the road? You're 24 hours a day on book distribution. So it's not just a matter of increasing hours. And aside from that, you're not just distributing books, but you're also doing so many other things. So you're not just book distributors, but you're also doing programs and preaching programs, and other things are also going on. That's also part of the package. So, therefore, making these devotees is essential for increasing book distribution. And then the book distributors become really more expert at what they're doing. So you become more efficient, that you increase your efficiency. If devotees are shooting at increasing their efficiency by 10%, which means that the amount of time and energy that you're investing giving books, you're getting more results. And at least you get up to Oops, I forgot the seventh canto. But you've got it here.
Yeah.
You get up to your ability. In other words, you actually really get up to what you're able to do. So even Arjuna was limited as to how much he was able. In fact, then when Arjuna, when Krishna left the planet and he was coming back, and when he arrives back in Hastinapur, then Yudhisthira Maharaj, he's already figured out what's happened because of all the bad omens. But he asks Arjuna, why are you looking like that? He says, Soham Ripanuritam Purushottamena. He says, you know, that same Gandiva that I used to defeat so many others, I can't even pull it now. Krishna had empowered me. Now that empowerment is gone. So Krishna will empower us, and but even Arjuna was only just so capable. So face to face, he couldn't defeat Bhishma Dev. And actually, he couldn't defeat Karna either. It was only by Krishna's trick that Arjuna was able to kill Karna. So we have ability, just like strength. There's only so much weight you can lift up. Doesn't matter how much muscles you build, you get a certain level of efficiency, and then after that, your muscles start to become a problem, rather than being a benefit for lifting weights. But we should work on that we're actually really become book distributors, not that we just do it as a service, but that we're able to come to our full performance level. And devotees are capable of doing much more than they think they are, because Krishna Shakti Vinayanahatava Parvartana, because Krishna will empower you. But how to become empowered, and to the degree that you become empowered, that then depends on Krishna consciousness. It depends on being very inspired. It depends on really applying yourself, that I want to know more and more. You know, I was distributing in O'Hare Airport with Vaisheshapu when he was 17 years old in 1976. And he's still distributing books. You know, he asked me, he didn't come to.
No.
But anyway, he doesn't matter where he is. He's in Hungary, he'll see if he's there, whether he's on the street, or he'll go anywhere, talk to anybody, and he'll just sell him a book. I was talking to Keshav Bharati Maharaj, was telling me that he was there in San Francisco, and devotees had gone. You know, he has these groups of devotees, and he sent them to a certain area, and they went there, devotees, and it was very, you know, a very bad area. They didn't do anything. And then they, you know, came back, so that the next day or something, they said, okay. And he took the same devotees to the same place, and he went. And, you know, he got phenomenal result out of the same place, because he was so empowered and so absorbed and so expert that, you know, it's hard for people to say no. It's an art. And but if you're really, if it's one thing, well, I'm just doing this austerity and that's it, or I'm out here, I'm in school, and I'm learning. And Krishna will teach. Isn't it? It's interesting that he sent devotees go and they're doing book distribution in different parts of the country, different parts of the world. Well, how is it that they end up doing very similar things and saying very similar things, despite the fact that they don't have any communication between them? Because Krishna is also revealing to them from within what to do. So, yeah, Krishna consciousness is a very important aspect. mean, ultimately, bulk distribution is Krishna consciousness. If you're not Krishna conscious, then what are we advertising by selling books? So then that was Srila Prabhupada was very emphatic about that. He said, what's the use? So what's the use of your distributing books if you're not reading them? What will people, what's the point? If you're not interested in it, why want to sell it to me?